This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Question, the idea of instilling the love of Ramadan, or instilling the concept really of Ramadan, in the hearts of our young people, right? Children and adolescents, that it's not just leaving food and drink behind. And that's exactly, I think, what we were talking about with the three levels that Imam al-Ghazali talked about, right? Where the first level is just food and drink. And you're right that most children, you know, the concept of what they can attain is kind of like, okay, this is a month where we don't eat and drink from these hours to these hours, right? But mashallah, children are amazing creatures. They really have the ability to understand a lot more than you think they can. So even when we talk about very theoretical ideas like we just shared, right, with Imam al-Ghazali, he talks about the fast of the khawas and the khawas al-khawas, right, the elect and the elect of the elect, right? This too they can grasp. So when you say to them, the month of Ramadan is also the fasting of the heart. This is a concept, interestingly enough, that children can actually grasp. But let me give you a couple of examples how. We said, for example, that Ramadan is a month of charity. Well, that's not just a matter of putting some, you know, money into their sadaqah box for the poor, but rather going out of their way to do something that truly is filled with charity. So maybe perhaps you kind of get them, you have to purposefully put them in situations they can do that and really feel that they're giving and contributing to somebody. Maybe they're going to make something, maybe they're going to sell something, maybe they're going to do something that they take the profits of which, and they feel the struggle in doing that to then be able to give to the poor, right? For some kids, it's easy for them to put their hand in their little bank and give sadaqah away, charity away. But for others, it's very difficult. So you know your children, which has more, which one there's more of a struggle. And for the one who it's easy to just give money away, maybe you do something completely different to really teach them and instill in them the real concept of Ramadan. So you put them in a situation where something that they're not really too excited about, right? Giving more time and more energy as opposed to just monetary, right? Charity. You take children, for example, and you work with them on getting rid of the lahu and the lahu. So what does that mean for children? Well, they have to feel that they're cutting back on something that is very, otherwise totally fine and normal, like maybe extra playtime, right? Extra time on the trampoline, or maybe extra time watching something, right? You kind of curb, or even reading, right? Novels and things that they're interested in doing. And it's not that you have to substitute it with Quran per se, although that would be best, right? But you're substituting it with extra remembrance of Allah in some way or the other, right? Even if it means that instead, you're going to sit with them and actually do some dhikr with them, or teach them, or do some nasheed with them, right? Kind of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in that, they're understanding that I have to cut away some of my extra playtime, or I have to cut away some of my extra whatever that's considered extra. They go into their closet and they pick a new shirt they hadn't worn yet, and they give that away in charity. This is the instilling, the concept of Ramadan that we're trying to instill, even in children. But never belittle their ability to understand. Never belittle their ability to really grasp concepts that we think sometimes are too big for them. But subhanAllah, they have much purer hearts than we do, mashallah. And they're much more generous, subhanAllah, sometimes than we are as adults. So don't superimpose your adult mind and soul and heart onto them. Let them grow in a way that they can, subhanAllah, but give them the tools to do that.